Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1010, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. If you want to send in an audio question, the short link is oldpodcast.com/ask, or you can call in and leave a message at 61-I-LOVE-OHD. I so appreciate you sending me your questions. I love listening to and answering them. And if you're wondering, why should you bother? Are you really going to get good information or an accurate response? Well, like I've always said, I want this to be a place where you can expect to hear the truth. I don't always like to give my personal opinion, but rather I like to pull from the research. What have the data said about your particular question? That's what's most important. There are so many myths and misconceptions out there. I want this to be a place where you can hear the truth. And so if there's something you've always been wondering about, ask me. All right, let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi, I'm one of your Australian listeners. My question relates to the diet fad of intermittent fasting. I've heard it gives you an increase in energy levels, it's easy to follow along, and the weight just drops off you. But does it do harm to your body to fast so often?
Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much for your question, and thank you for listening all the way from Australia. Now, about 5 years ago, a colleague of mine handed me a diet book and said, "I just finished reading this, and it sounds really promising. Would you mind taking a look at it and letting me know what you think?" It was a book all about intermittent fasting. I did hold up my promise and actually read it cover to cover and gave him my feedback, which I'll share with you here. He actually listened to my feedback with an open mind, which impressed me. Now, when I read the book, I thought, okay, here's another fad that's in right now, but it'll pass soon enough. Well, here we are 5 years later, and we're still talking about it. That's not a bad thing, though. In fact, part of the reason the idea of intermittent fasting has grown in popularity is that there are some published studies that have examined its effects on not only body weight, but other chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes and liver disease. Plus, it doesn't hurt that A-list celebrities like Hugh Jackman and Jennifer Lopez have been very vocal about their successes with intermittent fasting. Now, while this diet may not improve your singing or acting skills like J-Lo or give you superhero powers like the Wolverine, it's important to consider the pros and cons. Now, let me start by describing what fasting and intermittent fasting are. By definition, fasting means the complete avoidance of food. Intermittent fasting means that you will still eat, but with larger lengths of time in between meals and snacks. Some intermittent fasting programs suggest limits on how many calories you can eat. For example, some may allow one meal during a fasting day that makes up 25% of your calorie needs for a typical day. So let's say you need to consume 2,000 calories per day. This would mean that your one meal, if you were to follow this plan, would be about 500 calories. Now, in general, there are three types of intermittent fasting diets. The first is called alternate day fasting. This diet has you alternate between days you can eat what you want and days you're supposed to fast. Then there's whole day fasting, where you fast for 1 to 2 days per week, and on the other days, you can eat anything, anytime. Then there's time restricted eating. This involves a routine where you only have a certain number of hours to fast and a certain number of hours to eat each day. Okay, so now that we have a general idea of what intermittent fasting is like, we need to discuss whether it's safe and effective. As you mentioned, Jessica, there are some studies that have found benefits such as weight loss, reduced body fat, and lower total cholesterol levels. Sounds really good, right? On the other hand, researchers have also found that intermittent fasting may be just as effective as watching what you eat and reducing your daily calories. Now, short-term intermittent fasting may reduce body weight and body fat because by fasting, your body relies more on your fat stores for energy. This has been shown especially within the first 24 hours of fasting and seems to peak between 18 and 24 hours of fasting. Also, it's been shown to increase metabolism in the short term. Now, at this point, you may feel convinced. These are some wonderful benefits, right? However, as always, we must ask ourselves, is this right for me? When we look at longer-term studies, most of the ones I just mentioned were done in the short term, like 1 to 6 months. Researchers are finding that very low-calorie diets do not have better long-term weight loss results when compared to less extreme diets. Also, when they study these diets, they often use young, otherwise healthy folks. In fact, many were athletes. Since most of us aren't young, healthy athletes, we need to be sure that this eating pattern is right for us. Now, when it comes to your specific question, Jessica, regarding the potential harms to the body, they are minimal, but they can include nutrient deficiencies, some loss of muscle mass, and the possibility that you'll gain more weight, mostly fat weight, if and when you go back to a typical eating pattern. But if you're one of those folks that find yourself snacking way too often throughout the day or are always eating too much during meals, then intermittent fasting may be a reasonable way to restrict calories for weight loss in the short term. But keep in mind, other researchers have found that some tend to overeat to compensate after the fast. I should also mention that there are folks that should not follow an intermittent fasting diet. These would include those that currently have diabetes, unless their doctor is okay with it, those with low blood sugar, the elderly, children, pregnant and breastfeeding women. And I wouldn't recommend fasting before exercise. You may end up fainting, or worse, due to low blood sugar levels, which can make you feel weak and jittery. And as always, definitely check with your personal physician before beginning something like this, just to be safe.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you so much again for the question, Jessica. And if you have a question related to diet, fitness, stress management, anything along those lines, send it in. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. All right. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and stay well. And I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.